hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report in the middle of this presentation by Jack Otto, which shuffled, as I said earlier, off this mortal coil last summer. We continue with this presentation, Forbidden Knowledge. I hope you were around for the first hour.
To their banks, who in turn can lower the price that they lend to people. And if it's low enough, people are going to go out there and borrow money and use it and get themselves trapped, not realizing how badly they are pinned in. Because all it takes is a little change on that lever and they start taking money out of the system. And when they take the money out of the system, it becomes sluggish. Just like you, if somebody took one-third of the blood out of your body, it would affect you. Well, that's what happened here. They told us that the Great Depression was brought on by people who were investing in the stock market on a shoestring. And because they had only 10% down, they had great marginal swings caused by the leverage of that debt. But the real truth of the matter is, the thing that really brought it down was they removed one-third of the money from circulation. So with that lever, they can move things up and down, and as goes up, people run out, oh, prosperity is here, let me jump in on the bandwagon and get my fair share, and about the time they do, about the time they think they're leveraged up and ready to roll so they're going to make some money with their new business, all they got to do is lever it back down. And then they go in and collect through forfeiture. Do you know how many homes are being scooped up by the banks right now? I think it's so close to the end policy, the end time game here, that some of these smaller bankers are going to find out that they're getting pinched in this thing too. See, it's only the fattest of the fat cats that they really intend to have survive and prosper. They're trying to wipe out the whole middle class. I don't feel like I'm middle class anymore. I feel like I have been reduced to the impoverished. Life is not the same as it used to be. We just do not have the same kind of prosperity that we once had. And if they can have their way, and I see no reason why people in authority with as much power and leverage as they've got, it's going to be difficult to stop them from having their way. We're all going to be reduced to abject penury. Life where you won't have two nickels to rub together. You may have a whole pocket full of $1 million bills to rub together, but they won't buy anything. Now, after World War I, they had this big conference in which they brought together all the people involved in the war to have a settlement and a signing of the armistice with Germany. On one side of the table was Paul Warburg. On the other side of the table was his brother Max Warburg. In total, there were 117 of these false Jews. Would not know about this except one of the guys there, a guy by the name of Benjamin Friedman, who was the bagman for Henry Morgenthau Sr. He became a Christian. And he decided he could not live with the secrets that he held, and he started talking about what...
We'll break right here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back after the break, and we'll continue with Jack Otto's presentation.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. A way for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 37655.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Roughly about 18 minutes left in this presentation. We will continue.
Had transpired what the real game plan was, who was involved in it, and what their plans were for our future. An unseemly plan for our future. Much of that was done with these, what you call false flag operations. A false flag operation is where you go in and pretend to be somebody else, do something wrong, so that the people that you attack think, hey, it was those people that did it to me, when it really wasn't those people that did it to you. We find that a whole lot of that is done by these false Jews. For example, the Lusitania was sunk to start World War I. Now, Germany had taken out advertisements in the New York newspapers and said very specifically that they were carrying munitions aboard that Lusitania. Don't go on it. Well, while they were doing that, they ended up sending off some of that ships and with 128 American passengers aboard it, and it wasn't Germany, It was Great Britain that sunk that ship to suck us into that war. They were having trouble. See, Germany was already winning. And they didn't like the idea at all. And so these characters went over to the King of England and said to the King of England, "Now, you don't have to surrender to Germany. If we can bring America in on your side, if we can cause America to start fighting your battles for you, would you support a homeland in Palestine for us?" And the King of England was, "What do I do? Do I surrender or do I agree to let somebody else have that home?" "Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll support that." So in November of 1917, the King of England sent a letter called the Balfour Declaration to Lord Rothschild, whom he called the most eminent Jew. I think he should have called him the most eminent false Jew, because the real Jewish people have absolutely nothing to do with this New World Order, this aggrandizement of power and the passion to dominate others. This is all among these Khazar warriors that only pretended to embrace Judaism in 741 AD. We find that as time went on, that we went across some of these things that these characters have done. And it was in May of 1919 at Dusseldorf, Germany, that the Allied forces obtained a copy of the Communists' Rules of Revolution. Now, you got to remember that communism was their front, too. When we find out the names of some of these characters, you realize, yes, this web is more intertangled than what you might realize. And we find that some of the characters, like Karl Marx, his real name was Kissel Moses Mordecai Levy. Karl Marx was just an assumed name. And he worked with people over there like Lenin, whose real name was Ulanov, and the commissar of the Red Army and Navy, called Leon Trotsky. His real name was Lev Davidovich Bronstein. And when you find out how all these people have been pulling together to foment so many of these things going on here, you should be forewarned. Because this is not just accidental history. This is conspiracy. People working together to do wrong. And by definition, a conspiracy is just two or more people planning in secret to do something wrong. And by that definition, there must be thousands, millions, maybe even billions of conspiracies going on all the time. But you mentioned something about what's going on. Oh, that's one of them conspiracy nuts. We've all been vilified by that label. Conspiracy nut is kind of like anti-Semite. It's just a buzzword to say, they're on to us. They know who we are. They know what we're up to. Let's jump on them and vilify them. And that's the way they operate, through vilification. And if vilifying isn't enough, they'll trump up some charges. And if that's not enough, they send in the wet agents to spill some of your blood. Well, in Dusseldorf, Germany, the Communist Revolution, rules of revolution came to light, and in 1946, a U.S. Attorney General obtained a copy of the same rules from a known member of the Communist Party. And today, these same rules are in effect, and I want you to compare these concepts with modern occurrences. There's three of them, A, B, C. A, corrupt the young. Get them away from a religion. Get them interested in sex, make them superficial, and destroy their ruggedness. we sure have a lot of whips today. A lot of these young kids coming up just don't seem to have what it takes anymore. But they've been through the public fool system. They've been nurtured by their television. And it's hard to think anymore. It used to be when you went to school, they taught you how to think. Now you go to school, they teach you what to think. B, get control of all means of publicity. Thereby, and there's seven parts to that, get people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. And boy, have we become trivial. Two, divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Number three, destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up to contempt, ridicule, and disgrace. Four, always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and as ruthlessly as possible. Number five, by encouraging government extravagance, destroy its credit, produce fear of inflation with rising prices and general discontent. That one has really been implemented with vigor. We're playing welfare Santa Claus to the whole world. Now take a look at Israel alone. We send $15,500 for every man, woman, and child. That's a lot of money. Sometimes I think some of us wish, gee, I wish my government would give me that much each year. Now that's only the above board welfare. There is a sub rosa welfare. For example, that's our only friend in the Middle East. Therefore, we got to have a base over there to help protect them. Do they give us a base or do they rent it to us at a high price? Well, since we never find out exactly how much it's going to be, they can rent it at a high price and nobody counts it as part of the great welfare. Number six. Incite unnecessary strikes in vital industries, encourage civil disorder, and foster a soft and lenient attitude on the part of government to such disorder. Number seven, by specious argument, call the breakdown of the old moral values, honesty, sobriety, self-restraint, faith in the pledged word, and ruggedness. So those are the seven reasons they wanted to get a hold of means of publicity so they could implement that. And number C of the communist rules of revolution, cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with a view to confiscating them and leaving the populace helpless. So many of these false flag operations have gotten us into big trouble. We know now that ship, I think it was the Maynard, that was sunk down there in Cuba. We were told it's because the Spanish had mined the harbor, but we now know that the explosion took place inside the ship. It was all the excuse they needed to go attack and wage war against Spain. We see so many of those false flag operations. World War II, it was Pearl Harbor. It wasn't a false flag operation, but it was sure close to it. It was pretending like we're just innocent people standing here when 6 months before Pearl Harbor, our government froze all Japanese money in banks.
We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
We must ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We're back, folks, and I think I can get the conclusion of this in before the bottom of the hour break. If not, we'll pick it up after the bottom of the hour.
Any way you look at it, that's theft. 3 weeks before Pearl Harbor, our government gave him a 100% oil embargo. Do you remember back in the 70s when we got a 10% oil embargo from the Arabs and the lines at the gas pumps were long and we suffered under that? That was a 10% oil embargo. And our government tried to run a 100% oil embargo upon those people who just weren't going to put up with it. Now, I think Admiral Yamamoto was right that when they came over and stung us, they were only waking a sleeping lion. But there was nothing else they could do. It's either knuckle under or fight. And that's where it is to us. It's getting down to the point where we either knuckle under or do something to fight about this. Right now, it's a fight of words because, quite frankly, we're in a very awkward position here. It's too late to work within the system and probably too early to start shooting. And I think there's a whole lot of us here in America that really and truly are gutless. And it's only going to be the land of the free as long as it's the home of the brave. But we can see that after World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, whose real name was Rosenfeld, hooked up with his good buddy over in the Soviet Union, a guy by the name of Joseph Stalin. His real name was Yosef Vissarionovich Djugashvili. Gashvili means son of. And he let his good buddy Joseph Stalin oversee the elections in much of Europe. And ironically, all those people decided to become pawns in the communist superstate. It was Joseph Stalin that said so clearly, and we better pay attention to what he has to say, those who cast their votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. And we saw that happen here not too long ago in America because George Bush got elected. And it was his brother down there in Florida that sure did a lot to swing the votes. Remember all those hanging and pregnant chads and all the excuses they had to not count a lot of votes and to count other ones that they shouldn't have. And it reared its ugly head here again in 2004. Because down in Ohio, the people who were in charge of the election commission said to the people who were bringing in the voting machines, all right, open up your voting machines before the polls start here, because I want to see ahead of time that all the registries are set to zero, that there are no names inside. And they said, oh, no, you can't look inside these machines. It's for security. It's for the sanctity of the vote. We must not let anybody look in the machines. And they said, we're the ones in charge of seeing whether or not the sanctity of the vote is taken care of. You're going to open up those machines right now. And there was a lot of protesting, a lot of weeping, and a lot of wailing, but they did end up opening up those machines. Every machine had 300 to 400 votes for Bush on it already. It was a big deal down in Ohio. It was on television, it was in the newspapers, but it just didn't make its way around the rest of America. Why? Who owns the newspapers? Who owns the television? Who owns the radio? The same people that own the voting machines. There's only four companies here in America that own voting machines, and every one of them are mafia affiliates. Now, these television stations, ABC, NBC, CBS, and all the rest of them that have any influence and any power whatsoever, got together and formed a new corporation. It's called News Election Services. And they're the ones that feed information into the news election services about what's transpiring in the election and getting information back out of it. And so they have control. And it matters not who we vote for. What really counts is who does the television and the newspaper announce to be the victor. It's important because at stake is not only our freedom, but if we don't have freedom, we don't pass it on to our children. And if they don't have it, they don't pass it on to our grandchildren. And it's important to me for subsequent generations to enjoy the treasures, the pearls, the gems of liberty. Liberty is that notion where you got a right to make a choice. You decide what's good for your life. But somehow we've got to the point where you have to get a license for everything.
There's about 1 minute and 20 seconds left in this presentation. We'll have to pick it up after the bottom of the hour break. And then we'll open up the phone lines at 800.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today. You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
About a minute and 22 seconds left in this presentation. I tried to get this in before the bottom of the hour break, and we put out the call-in number, and ironically, not one call. Are you afraid? Are you afraid? Well, if you think you're afraid now, just wait a few months. Here's the conclusion of this.
But as long as the people don't speak up, as long as we don't do what's necessary to inform the others around us, as long as we act lethargically rather than robust and animated champions of liberty, it'll slip right through our fingers. I have to ask you, are you willing to crank it up? Are you willing to pass out more DVDs? Are you willing to talk to more people? Are you willing to do what's necessary to safeguard our Constitution? For it was think it was Daniel Webster that said, safeguard your constitution, for miracles do not cluster. What has happened once in 6,000 years may never happen again. And if the American Constitution goes down, there will be anarchy in the world. Let's safeguard it like it's precious. Thank you.
That was my friend Jack Otto. That's the guy that came over to my house, sat down, and in an 8-hour period, showed me documentation, spoke to me about the NWO, their plans. We watched a video or two. And after 8 hours, a few potty breaks and a few coffee breaks, not many, he announced that he had to get home to get to bed because he had to get up the next morning and, well, go to work in the public pool system. That was his job at the time. And after his presentation, it struck such a chord with me that I knew what he was giving me was substantial. And that it seemed to me like the longest time after that, I was going to disprove that because it was too fantastic. It was too hard to grasp the concept of a group of people working for a very, very long time to bring about a government, a world government. I just thought, you know what, this is going to be easy to discount. This is going to be easy to punch holes in. Well, you've heard the old saying, trust but verify. The more I tried to discount it, the more, in fact, that I did verify what everything that Jack Otto told me was the truth. And that was the guy that tapped me on the shoulder and said, hey, you got a minute? And we see where we're at today. I was a rough gem. I wasn't even polished. I wasn't even cut. But I saw a need to impart information on people that didn't even know what time of day it was. They didn't know if it was night or day. They didn't know if they were coming or they were going. And all this confusion and all this heartache and all this chaos that I saw all around me. And not too long before I'd spoken to Jack Otto, I was witness to the same atrocity that you'd seen. The televised version of the Fed burning a church down here in Waco, Texas. They are unsavory people, folks. Unsavory is kind. On Wednesday, I'm going to have Matthew Rothschild on this program. I think we've scheduled him out for Wednesday. And there was just a news story that he put out about InfraGuard. InfraGuard being set up by the FBI. They have, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is a public-private corporation with the ability to shoot to kill. 23,000 members strong. This was a creation of the FBI. And we're going to talk to him about this on Wednesday. I've gone into some background about Matthew Rothschild, talking about the new McCarthyism, how Bush trashes the United Nations. He's been on C-SPAN, The O'Reilly Factor, NPR. He authored a book entitled You Have No Rights, Stories of America in Our Repressive Age, from New Press 2007 last year. He worked as the editor of Multinational Monitor. He's being hailed as a whistleblower. I want to talk to the guy myself, and I'm going to do that on air, hopefully with you, on Wednesday. Let's go to the phones. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Good afternoon, John.
Hello.
Doing a great job as usual. I really appreciate hearing from Jack Otto. peace be upon him. And I just wanted to chime in on what he was talking about. I specifically want to chime in on what happened to the Slavic people and many other people, but the majority of the people killed by Stalin and the regime during World War II was during World War I and with Stalin and World War II were Slavs, I understand, and millions and millions and millions and millions, and they were Christian, and they, the old church Slavic, was developed in the 9th century. Saint Cyril, of where we get the Cyrillic script, like the Russian alphabet, mm-hmm. He had visited the Khazar king, King Bulan, who, is the king of the Khazar kingdom. Around the time he adopted Judaism for his kingdom, he was looking for a script alphabet. And he ended up refusing conversion from Saint Cyril and also refusing the new Cyrillic script. And we heard Jack Otto talk about the history of the Khazars, but this Cyrillic script went to give the Slavs a language for scripture, and they had been deprived of being able to read scripture because it was in Latin.
Mm-hmm.
The just like in England, you know, back in the day when the preachers, the priests read in Latin during the services, and you had to be able to read Latin to read the scripture.
Dylan,
and
I'm going to have to ask you to speed it up. I got loaded phone banks.
Okay, well, I want to encourage people to get their head in the scripture, and that's what I have to say, and thank you for all your service.
All right, thank you, Dylan. I appreciate it. John in Florida. Hello, John.
Yes, John. On the internet or on your website last week, you had Jack Otto, the 6-part series, and then you took it off. I watched it, but then you took it off, and I don't see it back on there again.
You check it and hit the refresh. It should be right back at the top of the page.
All right, I'll look again. Anyway, that was very good. I agree with that. And he's right. The media, that's why we'll never get Ron Paul, because the media, he doesn't get any airtime unless something's going to change real soon.
Well, and I'm going to save this for another program about the issue of Ron Paul, that somehow people expected him to part the seas and to walk on water and to, you know, change water into wine. And many people are missing what Ron Paul, but more importantly, the people out here and the meetup groups, the effect that he had with people across this country and internationally. You know, it is not one man that's going to be the savior of this country, but if you look real, real hard, and it doesn't really take a hard, long look, but if you look at the power of the Ron Paul candidacy and what has gone on, it's been we the people. We were the ones that did that.
I know that.
So we're looking for ways to build on that momentum. And I've been talking to a few people. We're going to try our best to bring in business leaders, clean politicians, and the like. It is time to sit down and have serious conversation as to what we're going to do with this country. Because unabated, we know what these people want. And I'll make a prediction here today that there's nothing going to happen with this economy. You're going to get more of the tripe and the BS until the first quarter of next year. And it looks like it's either going to be Hillary or Barack Obama. It doesn't matter. Different sides of the same coin. The depression will happen on their watch. The crash of this market in this country will happen on their watch. And what better people to do it with than a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think we're going to get both of them. One will be VP.
Well, that's a possibility. And Barack Obama is more of a socialist, if that's possible, than Hillary Clinton is.
Oh, they both made me sick.
But take a look at the connections between the Bush family and the Clinton family. They are one and the same.
Like two peas in a pod.
There you go. John, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Smitty in South Carolina. Hello, Smitty. Smitty, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, John.
Go ahead.
Look here, I ordered Jack
Otto's book. Mm-hmm. I believe it was back in about June of 2002.
Okay.
That was when I heard about it. It's one of the best books I ever read.
Yeah, a lot of the information that he gave during that talk, and even though it was only 56 minutes and 51 seconds long, a lot of that information can be found in his book, World War III.
Yeah, you get offered that book too, don't you?
I'm sorry, yes we do. Yes, we do.
I thought you did.
I don't know. I'll have to get, during the break, I'll get the availability of that. I think we have some copies left here. If people want to order the book, we'll have more printed.
Well, I spread that word about him. I don't know how many people took advantage of it, but I think everybody should read it.
Well, I'll tell you something. I was serious at the top of last hour that, you know, we keep hacking at the branches. We talk about things, but we never seem to really strike at the root. Where did the banking system come from? Where did the international bankers come from? Where did communism come from?
Well, didn't all of that start back there with the same ones that Jesus Christ threw out of the temple?
I would say it's the same
Canaanites.
Ilk. They're the same ilk.
Satanist.
Well, it is their God.
Well, you know, he's got the power to rule this world right now.
You know, it's interesting. It's interesting, Smitty. You know, we will hear the ADL and all of the so-called Jewish groups out there harping all over the Holocaust that happened in Germany. And I'm with Ernst Zundel because I know for a fact that there weren't even 6 million Jews in Europe.
That's right.
There weren't 6 million Jews that were killed in Germany. But even if that argument were true, let's just, for the sake of argument, let's say that it was true. Why don't they ever mention Uncle Joe that killed 50 million of his own people? We don't hear about that from them, do we?
No, you don't.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah. Well, some people know, but unfortunately the rest of the population don't.
Well, see, I can run a program like that, and the ADL won't even lift a finger, won't bat an eye. They refuse to come after me.
Well, you know why. There's one thing Satan can't stand, and that's the truth. The light of day, he can't stand up to it.
Smitty, I thank you for your call.
You're mighty welcome, Sean.
All right, thank you. Dave in Canada. Hello, Dave. No, Dave? Did Dave drop off? Bill in Indiana. Bill, you there?
Excellent as usual. I very much appreciate you running that. He was a friend and a mentor to all of us, and when you announced his passing, it was a hard day for everybody.
Yes, it was.
Just hearing his voice made all the difference. He's up there. He's up there among those that are the legions of the Almighty. And I am sure that he is at your right hand at any moment. You're on the winning side, John. Keep up the good work. Bless you.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. By the way, my dog, Bandit, which was a super patriot dog. He used to go to all the patriot events around the country back in the 90s. Bandit died the same day that Jack Otto did. And I'll tell you what, most of the people I've met in my life weren't even of the quality of my dog. But it's ironic that they passed on the very same day. Both good friends of mine. Dave in New York. Hello, David.
You hear me all right?
I can hear you fine.
All right, good. I'm 61 years old. I've been awake since 1963, if you know what that means.
Yes, I do.
In regard to the speech I just heard from Mr. Jack Otto, let me tell you, that is the best speech I have ever heard historically. Accurate, to the point, and I love it. I'll tell you what it does. I've been angry for a lot of years. It makes me even more angry. And it makes me kind of want to get into the lock and load mode.
Not yet, my friend.
No, not yet. But I want to talk about the infra guard you mentioned, too.
Yes.
The last about 4 days now, I've been looking into that. And one thing I find at the end of it is a little statement that came to mind. These guys are going to shoot first and ask questions later.
That's exactly what they're going to do. They're the privatized police for the FBI that aren't going to have any problems when they drop John Q. Public. There'll be no investigations. There'll be no autopsies. They'll just be in a hole in the ground, which they're going to throw you in.
Yep, absolutely.
You know, I've been looking at a lot of publications. I just heard Judge Napolitano on Alex Jones's show today on the issue of the Second Amendment.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what I was hearing from this guy, there's a reason why the Second Amendment's there. It's time, when the time comes to fight for our freedom and liberty, where we cannot run any place. We're backed into a corner. It's time to fight. I looked at a piece by Charlie Reese today. Charlie Reese has been syndicated columnist for years. Same thing in his article. I am hearing from different quarters. Buy more bullets. You better make sure you got your beans. And in the darkest hour, you better pick up a Bible because you're going to need it, brother.
Yeah, amen. Yep. you also mentioned Mr. Rockefeller you're going to have on Wednesday.
No, Mr. Matthew Rothschild.
Rothschild, yep.
The one that came out with that story about the InfraGuard.
Yes, I'm definitely.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my 3 little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
For I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Thank you.
Sharon in Oklahoma. Hello, Sharon. No Sharon. All right. Why are people calling in and hanging up? The phone's dropped? Do we have anybody there? Chuck. Hello, Chuck.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing well.
That was a rather impressive speech by Jack. I was very impressed by that. You know, I do a lot of blogging and, you know, talking on message boards, stuff like that. And what I get tired of is, you know, you try to tell these people what's going on and, the history and all the information that's out there to verify what you're saying.
Yeah.
And people just turn a blind eye to it and they just pretend that it isn't there.
That's because you're knocking them out of their comfort zone and they feel more comfortable being a slave as long as they don't feel the shackles around their ankles.
Well, that's exactly it. But see, what they're not understanding here is, you know, I don't think they can comprehend the severity of the situation and then what grief it's going to cause to their children and their grandchildren. And, you know, the freedom of this republic has always come down to the end of a gun barrel, John, and you know what? This time isn't going to be any different. I firmly believe that.
All right, Chuck, I couldn't be in a more agreement with you.
So, anyway, you have a good evening, and thanks for the show.
Thank you. Rick in Nevada, you're up next. Trying to get as many callers in here. Hello, go ahead, Rick. Rick, go ahead. All right. Coy in, is this Kansas? Hello, Coy.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, John, just to show you the arrogance of these people, these Khazars, whatever they are, Spiley had a couple of interesting articles a number of years ago. One was, what was the leading cause of death in the world by far? And it was usury. The second thing is, did you notice that every country we've attacked in the last 20 years didn't have a Rothschild central bank, but after we got through attacking them, they did? But the most interesting thing is something that Jack Otto missed. Sometime between the time that show started, the Rothschild got another job, and it was as Secretary of Treasury for a little country. I think it was called Moldavia, but I'm not sure. That was back in the 1800s when there was all these wars going on.
Mm-hmm.
They called him, he was the comptroller of currency. This was in the spotlight. But there were some armies approaching this country. This country is a very rich little country, and he convinced the leaders of the country that we needed to get all of our gold out of this country right now because these advancing armies will steal it all. And so they loaded it all up, and I guess it was, you know, what would amount today, billions and billions and billions of dollars, and took it, hauled it away, and they took it to England, and Rothschild put it in the Bank of England. The only little problem is he put it under his name. And they never got it back, and that's basically where Rothschild got his big start.
And of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt selling off the gold at, $35 an ounce?
Well, Spotlight had an article in about that, too. There's some guy retired from the military. He was a pilot, and he said him and his crew flew for 30 days hauling all the gold out of Fort Knox and taking and putting it in the Bank of England.
Funny, I just saw a thing on satellite television yesterday about the $3 trillion that's sitting in Fort Knox right now in gold.
Well, I don't believe it.
I don't either. Thanks for your call.
Okay,
Clay.
John. Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Let me slide in one more here. We've got about 30 seconds. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
Hey, John, real quick.
Yeah.
Give me, how do I get a copy of John or Jack Otto's speech?
I'll tell you what. We're going to do this. I talked to my wife during the break. We're going to include a Freedom to Fight.